I never had a pair of shoes that weren't old hand-me-downs. And sometimes my dad's coffee came from old leftover grounds. My mom wore no jewelry or any store-bought stuff. And home was a tenant farmer's house 30 miles from Poplar Bluff. In old Southeast Missouri was a different way of life, where a man worked hard and prayed, "Oh Lord, deliver us from strife." Well, it wasn't fine and fancy, sometimes kind of rough, but God gave grace and mercy 30 miles from Poplar Bluff. Well, one old family treasure was a battery radio. It took us to the places where we knew we'd never go. Oh, we never had much money, but we always had enough, 'cause money never mattered much 30 miles from Poplar Bluff. Well, nearly every winter, when the snow was on the ground, the roads would all be muddy and we couldn't walk to town. But if we had beans and cornbread and some sweet sorghum syrup, the winters never mattered much 30 miles from Poplar Bluff. In old Southeast Missouri was a different way of life, where a man worked hard and prayed, "Oh Lord, deliver us from strife." Well, it wasn't fine and fancy, sometimes kind of rough, but God gave grace and mercy 30 miles from Poplar Bluff. When I was a little boy just old enough to read, got the old Dixon Bible down and held it on my knee, I read about how Jesus came to seek and save the lost, and I wondered how he'd find me 30 miles from Poplar Bluff. Now many years have passed away since the early childhood life, some rocky roads and crooked paths, some trouble and some strife. One day I cried for mercy, and God knew where I was, and he didn't need a road map many miles from Poplar Bluff. When a soul is saved and born again, it's a different way of life. The Lord comes in to live with us, sweeps away the sin and strife. He gives grace and mercy, and he always gives enough. We sing the songs of victory many miles from Poplar Bluff. Well, he gives grace and mercy, and he always gives enough. We sing the songs of victory many miles from Poplar Bluff.